It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already mid-January. 2021 has many of the same characteristics of 2020 in terms of COVID protocols, but we're making do, and of course there is finally light at the end of the tunnel because of the vaccination process. This weekend's an important weekend. It's obviously Martin Luther King weekend, and so I'm glad that we're going to take pause and reflect on what Martin Luther King did, you know, for our country. But this weekend with me from NHTI is Allison Mollica. And Allison, thank you for joining with me this weekend. I know you're busy, but we have a really important conversation to have, and that is on the NHTI Business Training Center. But why don't we start with, I've always found that the listening audience always wants to know background on our guest. So, Allison, tell us about your history and your professional history and how you ended up at NHTI working with President Gretchen.
Right. Okay. Thank you, Tom. And yes, Happy New Year. It's hard to believe we are, you know, halfway through January. I am the director of the Business and Training Center at NHTI, and I came to NHTI after years of combined experience in business and education. I started my career in international sales and marketing with an import business in the health food industry, and then moved into business education teaching in the K-12 setting, which morphed into technology education, and finally adult professional development and training, mainly with Google. Many businesses and schools and universities use Google Workspace, G Suite for education, and training is an ongoing need. So I ran for the past 10 years my own consulting business providing professional development and training. But that had me on the road a lot, and being in Concord and seeing the need at NHTI for a director at the Business and Training Center, I jumped at the opportunity, and here I am.
Awesome. So that's to our advantage here in Concord. And, of course, you you went to Lesley University, correct?
Correct.
So you did you grow up in New Hampshire, or did a family or something else move you to New Hampshire?
I was born in Connecticut, lived there as a small child, and moved to, I call it, I don't know if this will offend anyone, but the furthest point from anywhere in East Leominster, New Hampshire. My folks from Connecticut bought their dream, a little store in a gas station in the 70s, and we moved up to New Hampshire, and I've been here ever since.
Nice, nice. Well, we're glad to have you, and let's talk briefly. I'm curious, though, about your you are a digital learning specialist, so I'm assuming that in the sort of COVID protocol world that we all live in, that your digital experience, both in terms of communicating to your potential clients as well as the delivery of the service, that background must have been, is, you know, really helpful.
I agree. I think that it was seamless for me to start a job remotely and still work in a mostly remote, partially remote environment, but also the traditionally a business and training center had programming exclusively on campus. And when I came on the scene, there was zero allowed on campus. And we've been able to provide new innovative approaches to non-credit continuing education remotely. And that came naturally for me because I've worked remotely, you know, most of my adult life and have the background in digital and online learning.
And that's interesting because that just as a little bit of a segue. So obviously we're neighbors, so you've probably, well, if you've been, it sounds like you really haven't been on campus much, but you'll notice there's far fewer cars, too, at Northeast Delta Dental's campus. And I would say, you know, three-quarters of our employees are working virtually. And some adapted and pivoted immediately because they had, like you, had been working virtually or had that experience either as a, you know, computer programmer or a lawyer. and others, it took a while to kind of, you know, get into the flow. But now that we have the flow, it's like, particularly when we had that major snowstorm a week or so before the Christmas holiday, my employee said, "Gee, this working from home is great. I didn't have to drive through the blizzard." So anyway, so we all make the best of it. So let's get right to the basics. So first of all, so you basically started this position right at the height of the pandemic?
I did, April 1st.
So how did President Gretchen Mullen convince you to do that?
Well, we weren't. When I knew that I was taking the position, COVID was just hitting the United States, and I actually was. I had trips scheduled out to Washington State, and this was early March. And I said, I think we're going to have to move everything online. So in early March, even before they shut down, I moved all of what I was doing prior to coming to NHTI to online, and taught remotely across the country. And then when I got to mid-March and I knew I was coming to NHTI, they said, "Oh, you better come down and get your things. We have to go remote," before I even started. So I said, "Great." I came down, I got my computer, and I went to my home office and got set up and plugged in. And
so in terms of the IT folks, management at NHTI, you were probably one of their easier clients or easier employees, to, given your history. And like I said, we experienced that as well. For some of our employees, it was a bit of a struggle early on, and they needed to get, you know, their home, you know, situated. And
yeah.
For others, it was just a natural. So cool. So when you interview, was it an in-person interview or a Zoom interview?
Yes.
It was.
Yes.
And that was the last in-person thing you might do for a few more months.
Right.
Great. Well, we're so glad that you've joined NHTI. So let's just start at the basic. What is BTC at NHTI?
Well, BTC stands for the Business and Training Center, and that's a component, really, of the overall workforce development. That has a number of initiatives in a number of areas, not just Business and Training Center, but Apprenticeship NH, Dental Continuing Ed, and the EFDA program, which is Expanded Function Dental Auxiliary for New Hampshire. So there's a lot going on. BTC is generally thought of as the place where you go for workshops, but there's a lot more to it.
Great. So what is as an employer, as an adult learner, what would be unique about the service?
I think that the NHTI Business and Training Center is a hidden gem in the greater Concord area, as well as New Hampshire, as well as nationwide. And hopefully we'll get a chance to talk about how we've been able to provide global training here. Last summer we did a virtual summit for educators, and we had instructors from Australia, and we had attendees from Washington and California, and New Hampshire. So we were able to expand outside of our regular area because of our remote status. But the thing that's unique about the Business and Training Center that you wouldn't think, we have so much to offer here at NHTI. We have workshops that are available on demand. If you want to learn a skill like accounting basics and you've just been putting it off, you can sign up for that course anytime. We also have advanced career training that's available on demand. You can also get the Work Ready funding. If you're eligible, you can get funding through Work Ready for those programs as well. So we have on demand advanced career training. We have micro-credentials, which is a new approach to intensive workshops, if you will, where traditionally folks would go to a campus for a full day of training, 6 hours or 2 days or a week of, you know, full day training, where they're just plummeted with information and concepts, and then they head out and try to apply that in their regular lives. So we have a new series of micro-credentials that teaches skills over time in small chunks each week.
And that's so important because one of the things, as you know, one of our sort of overarching initiatives for the body politic, if you will, is 65 by 25, which is simply by the year 2025, which is a short 5 years from now that, 65% of the adult population either has a meaningful college degree or a meaningful micro-credential or credential to get one of the many openings. There are, as you know, in many fields, there are plenty of openings, but not necessarily qualified people. So I think this is so in line with today's reality in terms of economics. It's cost effective, but also what employers are looking for, the micro-credentialing. So this is terrific, and I can't think of a better person to lead this than you. So why don't you, I'm sure we've piqued some interest, so if you're comfortable giving out a website or a phone number, if I'm an adult or anybody listening to this and want to know more, how do I reach out?
Yep, it's very easy. You just, if you go to nhti.edu/BTC, it'll bring you directly to the Business and Training Center page that has all the links that branches out to all of the offerings that we have.
Awesome. So let's, before the first break, or the only break we have, some of the spring offerings. One, my favorite, Mindful Communication. I've co-authored a book on mindfulness, and you have several
Excellent.
Others, including the dental terminology one, which you, as an example, you customized that for Northeast Delta Dental on demand, because one of the, and I'm going to sort of explain this to the listening audience, that our customer service reps, many of them come with customer service experience, maybe working for a call center, but they don't have dental experience. And before we put them on the phones, we want to make sure that, if a dental office says orthodontic, that they know that's braces. If they use the term prophy, they know that's a cleaning. And so the dental terminology course, an example of the micro-credentialing, is customized for Delta Dental, and I'm sure that the other companies would have similar needs. But tell us about some of the other spring offerings, and then
sure.
We'll go to break.
Okay. Well, I just want to, I'm very appreciative of the support that we get from Delta Dental, and we ran a couple of really successful micro-credentials in the fall that we will repeat this spring and ongoing, as well as adding some new titles. The Mindful Communication micro-credential is not new. Dan Houston wrote a book, Communicating Mindfully, and he is the instructor for that micro-credential. That
does a great job. He and I email a lot, mindfully.
yes. So we have that, and we have 7 Habits of Highly Effective People that sold out almost the minute we posted it as available in the fall. And that was also just a very well-received program. We have Data Analytics for Professionals, added a new title, Data Analytics, where it's actually People Analytics for HR. And our flagship program, Frontline Manager to Leader, with Nick Manolis, which is also it's just so well received. The feedback that we get from these programs is unbelievable. 100% of folks who provide feedback from our micro credentials would recommend them to a colleague.
Wow, that's amazing, 100%, because
yeah.
You usually have like one or two outliers, so that's great.
Yeah.
So the website, nhti.edu/workforce/training. And we will return at the commercial break. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio. And as you most people know, I'm the CEO of Northeast Delta Dental, and we're right across the bridge, if you will, from NHCI. And Allison Malika has joined me this weekend, January 16th and 17th. Again, this is Martin Luther King weekend, and hopefully we'll all reflect on that. I want to do give a big shout out to my guest last week, Leanne Haney, who's one of my colleagues at Northeast Delta Dental, and I think has actually done guest teaching at NHCI, and she's a registered dental hygienist. She provided history of dental and some lessons on teeth, and it was a very interesting show that I got a lot of great feedback on the facts and truths and how originally dental started kind of separate from medical, and now there's a total understanding that you can't have good overall health without good oral health. So Leanne did a great job. Big shout out to Leanne. Now back to Allison. So we were talking about the feedback from this past fall's program, and you have similar spring offerings, and we mentioned one, you know, Dan's mindful communication. Of course, that's my one of the things that we do here internally is make sure that we mindfully communicate at Northeast Delta Dental. I basically learned that when I was walking around one day. I do a lot of management by walking around. I saw people like on the phones and doing emails, and I was thinking, you know what? Something's going to suffer, either the person on the phone or the quality of the email. And so we've really focused on that. And Dan's course is really great. And then we talked about the dental terminology. Let's explore a little bit. I was curious. One of the real hot topics in today's business world is data analytics. Everybody's into, you know, big data, small data, micro data. And I was interested. You have a course specifically for HR or certification specifically for HR folks who are trying to put some metrics around the human side of the enterprise. So tell us about that offering.
Sure. This came from Julia League, and she's very well known.
Yes, she is. I know Julia.
Yeah, yeah, for data. She's a brilliant person, and her delivery and her putting together information for professionals is just unbelievable. And this program focuses entirely on HR, or therefore HR, to help them make decisions, looking at human capital and how do you use data to make decisions to not only retain your workforce, but how does that apply to their happiness and their ability to interact with others? We often think about data as just being dry numbers, but the data analytics for HR brings data and people together so that you can be more powerful in employing and empowering your workforce.
And we all, there's always, as I like to say, there's always too many projects that every organization wants to do. There's only this limited people resources, even if you're have a full complement of employees. And so everybody has to kind of sell what they're trying to accomplish in their company. And so putting numbers, meaningful numbers, to the people side of the enterprise is so important. So I would, that's one that I'm sure is going to sell out. Tell us about the one specific to the frontline manager, someone an emerging. Why would an emerging leader, why should an emerging leader or any leader, you know, take that flagship program?
Oh, my gosh. Well, the people that attend the program, I'll just give you some of their feedback. They repeatedly will say, you know, how important it was for them to learn that they weren't just a supervisor, how to look at their job as a people person and a leader, not just the person in charge. And it really kind of like takes you away from the idea that you're the boss and puts you in a position of leading by having people want to follow you instead of having to follow you. And by going through that program, they learn more about how to empower the people who are under them as opposed to how to dictate to them. I think that's a huge takeaway from that program.
And that's, of course, you know, we're obviously looking for leaders and managers as collaborators, as coaches and mentors, and less sort of, you know, theory X managers. So that's terrific. So just in general, how, I mean, if I were an HR person listening to this and I wanted to get my some of my employees involved, I mean, and of course, an individual citizen may be listening to this on their own, you know, want to take the course. But what would be like the first, you know, first step? So they would go onto the website, figure out, you know, the courses that they wanted to take, and then what?
Well, they should contact me. I can put together customized training for an organization if they want to even participate in these classes at a different time or make any modifications to them. We can customize them for a business. Or if they just want to bulk register 10 or 15 of their own team for a particular course, we can handle all that directly here. There are, of course, links to register for all the courses for individuals online as well. So I would say that we have like a 20 to 80% split where 80% of our delegates will come to me from one particular organization. And it's usually HR because they recognize that, like Delta Dental, they want to invest in the professional development and training of their employees for things like communicating mindfully or data analytics.
So, my gosh, we are lucky to have Allison here, right here at NHGI. So, so if someone wanted, a HR person is listening to the show and they wanted to customize something, should they just go on the website, or do you want to leave a phone number they can get to you directly?
Well, the phone number is right on the website itself. Anyone can contact me directly if
Great.
They'd like to learn more. Sure, I can leave my phone number, and my email address is amalika@ccsnh.edu.
Awesome. That's great. So let's switch gears a little bit and tell us a little bit. One of the offerings is professional development for educators. So what is a Google Educator certification?
Right. So like many companies that have programs, they offer certification in just about any industry. Google has G Suite for Education. And they have certification for Google Educators where you can not just learn how to use Gmail and Drive and Docs, but how do you apply that in the classroom? There's a lot of tools available within G Suite that can be used to make you a better educator and more effective as a teacher. So there's a certification you can learn and then take an exam and get a Google Educator certification. And that boot camp actually is very popular, one of the most popular trainings we have for educators.
I can imagine. And I bet you another one might be Microsoft Office, you know, whether it's Excel or Access. Tell us about some of those upskilling courses there.
Sure. Well, Excel for sure. We actually have a Microsoft certified trainer offering Excel training in March, 101 and then like a 102 class. And I think of all the Microsoft products in this day and age, Excel is definitely the number one in demand for training. So we offer it a couple ways. One is as a micro-credential in our micro-credential series. We have the it runs at a specific time with a trainer live, and we also have an on-demand class that people can enroll in anytime they want, as well as all the Microsoft products, like Access, Word, Azure, all of the Microsoft products.
Wow. I want to harken back to something you said on the first half of the show, which is that this virtual learning summit and all the sort of virtual opportunities, in some respects, you know, obviously COVID has restricted some things, but in other respects, it's kind of opened up the world because, in a way, your potential clientele, as you said, can be, you know, someone from Australia
right.
or any parts of the United States. So, if you participate, do you have an opportunity to virtually interact with your classmates, or is it sort of
yep.
one-on-one competency-based?
Nope. All of our training is offered in an interactive format. The instructors, you've probably been in a Zoom webinar where the person presenting presents and nobody knows who's in the room and nobody can talk or see the participant chat at all. All of our programs are very personalized, and instructors ask that our delegates have their cameras on and feel free to ask questions. So there's a lot of interaction. If we have even a one-hour workshop, there will be Q&A, and there will be interaction between the instructor and the audience.
That's terrific. I think that interaction is needed, and I'm glad that the professor or instructor asked for the cameras and the interaction. You know, within reason. We all occasionally have technical glitches.
Yeah.
Well, Allison, this is terrific.
Thank you.
The website again is nhgi.edu/workflow.
BTC.
Perfect. And I can only express how wonderful the dental terminology class has been and the mindfulness communication class. And we were lucky, NHGI in the Concord area, but as you heard, even the United States, we're lucky that Allison is, leading BTC. So thank you, Allison. And one day, hope to meet you in person, in real person, or if not, Zoom. And I'm glad you've joined the NHGI team. So thank you very much.
And we appreciate you as well. Thank you so much, Tom.
Okay. And as you know, Delta Dental, we partner with NHGI in many ways. You know, the hygiene school, the cross-country team, the athletics, a lot of different ways. And we're fortunate to have you and President Gretchen. So thank you very much. And here's to a fabulous 2021. And I hope to meet you soon.
Thank you, Tom, and thanks to Delta Dental for all of your support. We appreciate
Perfect.
It.
Thank you.